is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. At the 8 o'clock service in our lovely chapel, I walked down the aisle and I said, how many hundreds of memorials have we celebrated in that chapel? And the same here, we have celebrated many a memorial, a funeral, a celebration of life. And as I start any memorial, a celebration of life, I say to everyone, be here. Be here with your feelings and your thoughts, and especially your memories of the person you love but see no longer. I begin that with every memorial. Be here. All of us experience grief differently. Today is All Saints' Day. Saints living, namely you, yes, you, and saints who have gone before us, those we love but see no longer. And all of us experience grief differently. That's why I say to be here with your feelings and your thoughts. I'd like to read you something that I feel is a message to you from Jesus on this All Saints' Day. It was written by Neil Donald Walsh. Feel your feelings. Cry your cries. Laugh your laughs. Honor your truth. Yet, when all the emotions are done, be still and know that I am God. In other words, in the midst of the greatest tragedy, see the glory of the process. The gospel we just heard was about the glory of the process. Before the part that we heard today, Jesus had been told, and he was far off. He was past Jerusalem, and messengers were sent, and he was told that the one he loved was ill. And so there he was, in this moment, with his own feelings and thoughts. And Jesus, in that moment, was listening to a deeper truth. So when he finally did leave 2 days later, and now he's near Jerusalem, 2 miles from Bethany, he's told that Lazarus has died. And he said twice to both sisters, if you believe, you will see the glory of God, the process of glory. So Jesus finally arrives. He arrives, he approaches the tomb, and please remember, Jesus was not an observer. Jesus was a participant in human life. God became one of us in Jesus. He was a participant. Jesus cried real tears. We hear that Jesus wept twice in this one passage. We also hear that he was greatly disturbed because now he has arrived in front of a cave with a stone and his best friend is in it. Greatly disturbed. Does that mean angry? Sad? So Jesus, the participant God, felt what he felt. And he steps into that moment and he says a prayer. And he looks up to heaven And he said a prayer that was for the crowd and for us. So the intimacy of Jesus with God was revealed in that moment. And Jesus' prayer was kind of like, I know that you know. And that is something we can say to God when we don't have any other words. I know that you know. Now the scripture says Jesus looked upward. We do not need to look upward. It's within us. I know that you know. So Jesus looked upward, and what did he do? Lazarus, come out. Lazarus comes out, and he says, unbind him. In that moment, the message is also for us. In that moment, we see a process of glory. That Jesus is Lord of life and love. Our greatest fear is probably death. And in that moment, Jesus has overcome death and made new life in Lazarus. So in that moment, our greatest fear has now been set free. So in that moment, the unbound Lazarus has a new life, and so do we. We have a new life because Jesus is Lord of life. Sometimes we handle death in ways that absolutely match our feelings. And sometimes other people do not know how we're really feeling. And we say something and could be misunderstood, or we say something and people absolutely identify with it. So when my dad died, having suffered Alzheimer's, he had it for about 5 years that we knew of that was dramatic. In the last three, he was in facilities. As he got worse and worse, he was transferred into facilities to take care of him. So my mother, and they lived out in Palm Springs, for 5 years had begun a process of letting go. No one knows what she was going through. But during that day when we celebrated life, when we had his memorial, I heard her say, why is everyone so sad? And friends were shocked. But they hadn't journeyed her journey. So let us never judge how another person is going through grief, because someone else might say with anger, why were my prayers not answered? What sort of God would allow this? And we have these knee-jerk reactions because of our grief and our pain, and we want miracles, and we want reasons, and so did Martha and Mary. They asked Jesus questions. They wanted a miracle. You can save my brother. Jesus delayed, waited till Lazarus, his best friend, was gone, and then, in front of everybody, said, I am Lord of life. Lazarus, come forth. We live human life, one day after the other. God is eternally now. God is eternally now. We sometimes choose to live in the past. We're stuck. Maybe we haven't processed our grief or an event or a tragedy. Or we're so worried about the future and the suffering of this person that we love that we're still not in the moment. God's eternal now. God's eternal now. So tragedy can happen. Last Friday, I was at congregation near Tamid, next door to the Canterbury Temple menorah. Rabbi Leah, Rabbi Brian joined together for a solidarity Shabbat because of the common grief for the 11 who had died at Temple of Life Synagogue. And I, like many who are involved in the Peninsula Clergy Lunch Group that meets once a month, reached out to Leah and Brian, and they organized an interfaith solidarity Shabbat. And I was one of the clergy invited to put together a prayer at congregation near Tamid. It was packed with people. They're guessing 500 or 600 were packed into that synagogue. And in that synagogue was a police presence. There were policemen who were wearing vests inside the synagogue and outside. There was prayers and words were shared. And in fact, toward the end of the service, in between all of these beautiful hymns, songs, there would be moments of silence or bending. It was profound. And toward the end, they read the names of everyone who had died in their congregations the last year, just like we will today. And the last 11 names they read were their brothers and sisters in Pittsburgh. And in that moment, I witnessed the one love, the one spirit of God. Wow, they're doing the same thing we do. And you know why? It's the human love that we share. It is what we all need to remember one another with honor and dignity. And that is what happened Friday night. And so this is the prayer that I shared Friday night. And for me, it speaks of what Jesus is saying to us in today's gospel, to give us hope, to know that God knows. So may you hold all of your feelings and thoughts in your hearts as you remember your own loved ones that you see no longer. O divine healer of hearts, part of us is gone. Our brothers and sisters from Temple of Life Synagogue, and today all the names that we will hear. They were loved, but seen no longer. Remind us daily not to expect a miracle of quick recovery. Yet use our pain to become instruments for peace and for healing change in our land. Guide us as we stumble blinded by our tears. Teach us that even though we feel broken, we can learn to dance again. Enlighten us to see that in the vault of universal memories lies healing herbs, the power of one love, and the call for a universal peace. Grant us your regenerating presence so that we can begin again, even more together. Yes. Amen.